Hello and welcome to our special edition for IATEFL 2024 that is in Brighton this year. Sona and I had the opportunity to go down to Brighton and interview some of the great and interesting people in the field of ELT. Sona, what did you make of it?
It was buzzing there yesterday. It was great to be there and feel the vibes of IATEFL and, you know, get a little bit of insight into what was going on.
It really was. And just to tell everybody that we did do a recording before, during and after, but the sound quality isn't absolutely perfect. So we've decided to make a recording today to introduce and talk about how we got on yesterday. But do bear with us with the interviews themselves. They're quite clear, but unfortunately, we're not a big corporation with the budget for excellent recording equipment. So there might be a little bit of background noise in there, but do bear with us and listen to some great interviews. This episode of IntelliCast is sponsored by MTS. I bumped into an author that I've worked with for a few years, actually, and we'd never actually met in person, but here I am talking to Mark Heffernan, who is one of the authors of Texploitation, published by Delta Publishing.
So, Mark, how is your IATEFL going?
It's really good. This is my last day, sadly, but I've seen quite a lot of good talks, been to a couple of events. It's been fun.
Excellent. And any ideas for the future?
David and I, my writing partner, David Byrne, are talking about different ideas for potentially another book. There's a few sort of ideas that we're bouncing around, and once we've worked that out, we'll hopefully get in a talk for next year.
Perhaps we could have a chat with you about that.
That would be great.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Anything else that you're going to be doing at IATEFL, or are you running off immediately?
I'm going to be running off pretty soon after this. I went to a talk this morning on music being used, and one of the things I've really enjoyed this year is it's quite a lot of talk about frameworks and how we can use kind of a principled approach by creating a framework to our materials development, which is something I subscribe to.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Glad you've had a good IATEFL. Speak to you soon.
And I spoke to Neil Harris from Celt.
How are you, Neil?
Hi, it's wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to see you. Well, that's one of the things I love about IATEFL, just meeting up with old friends. So, yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Fantastic.
And like you, enjoying kind of bumping into people and meeting up with everyone. And how's your IATEFL been this year?
It's been brilliant. I think one of the things for people who haven't been to IATEFL, and I'd really encourage you to come along Edinburgh next year, is that you've got amazing speakers, but also you've got this wonderfully diverse global ELT community all in one place at the same time. It can feel a bit overwhelming if you've never done it before. So I think just kind of go with what interests you, and it's okay to be picky, and it's okay not to go to every session, but it's just a really affirming opportunity to network, see old friends, meet new ones.
And I know you were talking about having lovely speakers on. I know you gave a talk yesterday.
Yeah. So one of the things I'm really passionate about is the decolonialization of ELT and looking at how we can have impactful, meaningful equality, diversity and inclusivity in the industry. So with that hat on, I was part of a panel with four colleagues, four friends, some from publishing, some from language schools, and the title of the session was People Like Us, LGBTQIA+ Representation in ELT. And we were trying to just tease out how we can get away from, well, hey, it's Pride Month, let's have some rainbow flags, into a much more nuanced experience of what it means to represent and to support that rainbow community, not just during Pride Month, but in a sustainable way.
Great. And this is a huge topic, I know. So thank you for giving us a really brief kind of introduction if you've never heard, come across this before, or a lovely summary of it. So thank you, Neil.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Wonderful. And I've got Dr. Rhiann Webb here from the University of South Wales. How are you going, Rhiann?
I'm very well, thank you.
And I believe you've just given your talk.
I've just completed my talk. It was called Chaos, Post-Lockdown Teacher Development Through Complexity Theory.
Oh, wow, that sounds incredible. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So the project started in IETAFL Belfast, actually, in 2022, where I asked participants to complete a questionnaire for me about their post-lockdown teaching. So how they felt about their teaching, how they designed their teaching materials, how they felt about their students, how they would describe students learning post-pandemic. I worked in collaboration with Professor Kalenda Kitash, who then worked at the University of Stavanger in Norway. So this year at IETAFL Brighton, my presentation was to characterise the learning that took place through complexity theory.
That's great. I mean, I know it's like quite a huge topic.
Thank you.
It's great that we've kind of got a little insight into it today. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
It was great to see some old colleagues from International House London, and I talked to Will Morrow, who has been running their teacher development program, which they've just launched.
So hello, Will.
Hi.
How is your IETAFL going?
It's good. I've just come up for the day, seen some interesting talks, but I've been primarily on the stand at the Teacher Portal by International House London.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the Teacher Portal.
Yeah, okay, so the Teacher Portal is a site that we've been developing for about a year now, and it was primarily aimed at sort of early career teachers, but it's developed into just teachers in general now, and it's kind of a place you can go to take some courses if you want to further your development. So we have courses on pronunciation, we have courses on task-based learning, classroom management, various areas, and we also have webinars that we do fortnightly, and we have little workshops that we do every week, and we have a resource bank material. So it has all these different facets to it that you can go and explore and hopefully take some things that are useful for you and would help you with your development if and when you need it, or if you're feeling a little bit isolated wherever you're situated and you just don't have people to bounce your ideas off. You can come here and you know, have a community.
No, great. Okay, interesting. And have you noticed with the talks here any kind of buzzword going around it for this year?
Yeah, AI.
Right, yeah.
AI is the one that seems to be on everyone's lips this year. How are we going to... But primarily sort of, I've noticed it's sort of AI, what do we do with it? Kind of, that's, you know, how you know, it's obviously here and it's you know, it's kind of, you know, getting into all forms of life, I guess. And it's like, and now it's in, you know, language learning. And
do you use it?
I do. I mean, I've been using it quite a lot. We use it a lot. I use it to kind of get my creative processes going. You know, I use it as like a basis to bounce ideas off sometimes, you know, and then that might open a few other doors and I take it from there. But I've been thinking about it recently and, you know, how could you integrate it into a CELTA course, for example? You know, would there be benefits in that? Would it have a positive impact? Would it have a negative impact? And I'm not sure. Maybe I'll do some experimenting at some point.
I think there's a full podcast in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, well, hopefully, yeah.
Right, thank you very much and enjoy the rest of your ride.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and I'm here with Danny Norrington-Davies of Working with Emergent Language Frame. How are you going, Danny?
I'm good. It was nice to see you again. It's been a long time.
Long time. So we're at IETAFL.
Yep.
How's it all going?
It's brilliant. I've been coming to IETAFL for years and years and years because I absolutely love it. And it's going like it always goes for me, learning a lot, seeing old friends and meeting new people, and it's been great. Today's been good. Two really, really good talks, like completely different on completely different subjects. Yeah, fantastic.
And you're talking yourself, are you?
I'm to the last day of the conference, so there'll be people in there with suitcases, and they'll be, oh, sorry, I've got to go to the airport. But yeah, so I've had to wait the whole conference to talk.
Oh, it's the build-up. It's going to be fabulous. Tell us a little bit about your talk.
So I'm talking about task repetition and emergent language. So I've obviously been writing a lot about emergent language over the last few years. And now I've got a bit of space not writing. I decided to see what happens when I work with some emergent language from a task, and then I do it again, do the task. Well, not the same task, but the sort of adapted version, and see if students are using that language, or if they're not, is it quicker to elicit it afterwards? And that seems to be the case.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wanted to see what happens. And then what does the sort of syllabus look like at the end of that?
Okay. So yeah. Oh yeah, brilliant. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. So Danny, we have to get you back in to talk about your book proper.
I'd love to, yes. Yeah.
But thank you for chatting.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and I'm here with Harry Waters.
Hello.
Hi, Harry. How's it going?
It's going.
Lovely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and climate change, because I know that's what you're passionate about.
It is. Well, a little bit about myself, unrelated to climate change, is I'm a teacher, trainer, materials writer, founder of Renewable English, podcast host, TEDx speaker, kitchen dancer, and a terrible singer. And when it comes to climate change, I work with schools, I work with publishers, and I train teachers on how to integrate the climate crisis into all areas of education, mainly ELT, but not just in that one unit, but like how to integrate it into every different unit, into every different lesson.
Okay, brilliant. You gave a little talk yesterday.
I did.
Tell us a little bit about it.
We talked. So I talked with my good friend Margarita Cossier, and we talked all about youth empowerment and fostering change through global communication and global platforms, on how different students can and different teachers can upload their ideas and share their ideas about how they've made changes in the world in terms of global citizenship, climate change, and DEI. And I can share it with the world on a wonderful hub called Changemakers World.
Okay, amazing. It sounds great for 21st century skills. And
it is perfect.
Yeah, fabulous. Okay, thanks very much. We have to get you back on proper, I think, for an interview.
Okay, fantastic.
But lovely, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
And finally, on today's podcast, it was lovely to meet Helen Louise again, my colleague and fellow OET teacher. Hi, Helen. How's it going?
Oh, great. Thank you. Hi, Son.
Brilliant. And you're predominantly a one-to-one OET teacher. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mostly teach one-to-one clients online, mostly doctors and nurses who are preparing for the occupational English test.
Okay. How's your IOTAFL going?
Oh, it's just fantastic. A great conference, as it always is. So many things to learn, people to meet. Yeah, it's great.
And have you found that there's been a buzzword or something that's kind of stood out for you this year?
Yeah, for me, it's two main things. AI and empathy. And it's so interesting that both of those have cropped up in the same conversations, workshops. There's lots of talk around AI and the controversies, advantages, disadvantages, things we need to think about, but empathy as well, which for me is so important.
Yeah. And how do you use AI much yourself?
Well, what is AI? is Google a kind of AI? Probably on a basic level. I've started experimenting a little bit using things like ChatGPT just to see how it works and get to grips with it a little bit, but I don't use it in a big way at the moment.
Yeah, and you were just at a debate, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That was fascinating, yeah. So the motion was whether AI can help to effectively personalise language learning. And so there was a for motion and an against motion. That was fascinating, yeah. Can AI be helpful in personalising language learning, or You know, is that no better actually than having a teacher doing that personalization, differentiation, and inclusion as well, which is of course so important.
Exactly. And what was the conclusion of the debate, or was there one?
Yeah, I think it was quite mixed, but I had a general sense that overall people felt more against the motion. But it was quite divided.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Really interesting. And empathy, I know that's a big thing, especially with OET training. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that really resonates with me, because one of my values is well-being. And of course, that also relates to the people I work with who are working with and for people's health. You know, that's the focus of their lives. So for me, well-being is so important generally, and having empathy for people, for students, clients, people I work with, but you know, with each other, that empathy is so important.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, hopefully that will give you a bit of a feel for how Aya TEFL went this year. If you want to contact any of the speakers you heard today, then we're going to put their contact details up on our blog post. So do check that out. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
And also keep tuned, because we will be going back to some of those people we interviewed for some follow-up full podcasts on the topics they were talking about.
Thanks very much for listening. Tune in again very soon for a full-length edition of Intellicast News, sponsored by MTS.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.